currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. We've featured nonprofit organizations on food, infrastructure, and teen health. But what about the animals? Cassidy Weldon visited Meow Cat Rescue. This episode's featured nonprofit organization located in the heart of Houghton.
For the past 17 years, Meow has been committed to providing shelter and care for cats in need of a forever family.
And isn't she beautiful? Yes, she's so sweet.
We started out literally in the back room, like closet size, walk-in closet of Mercer Island Pet Grocery. Then we were lucky enough to expand to a 2,000 square foot spot on Mercer Island, right next door to the pet grocery, so it was very convenient. And then when we had to move because of urban renewal in Mercer Island, we looked for a place in Kirkland.
Meow is committed to ensuring that each cat is placed with the best possible adopter based on their characteristics.
You may notice that we have colored cards on some of the most of the cages. There's orange, there's green, and there's purple. And what those cards mean is it's a part of the Meet Your Match evaluation program, which was designed by the ASPCA. And we started this about 8 years ago. And it really helps us to determine the right home for each of these cats. They get a very sort of scientific evaluation. And so within the categories of orange, purple, and green, there are subcategories, three subcategories, and each of them shows a little different personality qualities to these cats. And mostly it tells us how valiant or how brave the cats are and how quickly they will adjust to a new situation and a new home.
Many of the kittens at Meow are born due to feral cats that have not been spayed or neutered.
When people call in and say, you know, there's a mother cat in my neighborhood and I don't know what to do. There's four or five little kittens trailing her and I'm just at a loss. I don't know what to do. We have a couple of volunteers that can go out and help with those situations. Sometimes the adult cats have to go back, and that's called TNR, trap, neuter, return. And the reason that they have to go back is that there's really no other place for those feral cats.
One of the featured felines at Meow has been waiting a while for her perfect home.
This is Morin. She's 13 years old. She's a purebred Burman. We don't often have purebreds here, but she happens to be. She's coming out to greet us right now. She's a little bit arthritic, and she's just as sweet as can be. She's been here for several months, and honestly, we don't know why she's still here. What we want is no more homeless pets, no more homeless cats. We also have a dog division, which, of course, the dogs don't stay here in the shelter. They're all in foster care. But our goal is really so that we would like to put ourselves out of business one day. You know, we really don't want to have to be here to do this. We want every animal to have a loving home. But until that happens, we're here.
If you would like more information about adopting Morin or another feline friend, visit Meow's website at meowcatrescue.org.
If you do end up adopting a furry friend, make sure you're a responsible owner and get your pet's license. You can get new licenses or renew existing pet licenses online at www.kingcounty.gov/pets or at Kirkland City Hall, QFC stores, and vehicle licensing agencies. License applications can also be found at city community centers, pet stores, local veterinarian offices, and libraries. At its recently held annual conference, the Association of Washington Cities, AWC, recognized the City of Kirkland with the Municipal Excellence Award for the city's innovative approach to public record disclosure. Caleb Stewart, Kirkland's public disclosure analyst, tells us more about this program.
The city implemented the new program in order to enhance transparency for the public, and as a process in 2013 to set rules and regulations surrounding some of the vagueness of the Public Records Act.
The program is based on legislation adopted by Kirkland City Council in 2013 and establishes reasonable levels of city resources to be devoted to public disclosure response and to enhance transparency and certainty for the public.
It gives the public and gave our city staff more clear guidelines about what our role will be and what the public can expect.
At the start of 2014, the city launched a new web portal to receive, track, and manage the public records request inventory.
Our web portal is also very innovative in that it allows any member of the public to view not only their own request, but requests from others. So if there are requests on a property or on an event, multiple people can look at a particular request because it's all transparent, it's all open. And the idea is that there's going to be a catalog of requests that are available for everyone at any given time.
With this easily accessible web portal, the public can be sure that it's receiving complete and accurate records in a reasonable time frame.
It really is cutting edge in how we communicate with the public and how we process our requests. And basically from start to finish, from how we receive the requests on our public portal to how we communicate with our messaging system to how we coordinate between departments. The whole program is very, very cutting edge for the state of Washington and really for the country.
Public records requests can be submitted online at www.kirklandwa.gov. For most people in Kirkland, August is the time to get out on the water, take a vacation, or soak up the sun. But for Kirkland City Council, it marks the beginning of the 2015 through 2016 budget process. Tracy Dunlap, the Director of Finance and Administration for the City of Kirkland, took the time to give us the inside scoop on the budget process.
The city's budget process is the means by which we prioritize our spending to meet the City Council's goals and the goals of the citizens. The departments are working right now to put together their budget proposals, and they'll submit those to the City Manager, and the City Manager will prioritize those proposals within the city's resources. The budget will be transmitted in October to the council and to the citizens, and the council will deliberate on the proposal on October 30th, but they'll also hold a series of public hearings for public comment throughout the fall. And once we've incorporated the City Council's feedback on the budget will be adopted in December.
During this year's budget deliberations, City Council will not just be focusing on 2015, but Kirkland's long-term goals and priorities.
One of the key things to keep in mind in this year's budget process is that revenues are recovering from the recession, but they are just now reaching their pre-recession, pre-annexation levels. For example, in 2007, the sales tax was at the highest rate that it had been, which was before annexation, and the sales tax in 2013 is just reaching that level at this point. The other important thing is the city's going through a process of identifying needs for the entire city, the Kirkland 2035 process. Those needs will have to be prioritized with all of the other needs that are identified to establish the budget and to work toward accomplishing the goals that are set in that long-range planning process. The last thing that's really important to keep in mind in the budget process this year and in future years is that the city is receiving $3.4 million from the state of Washington to help with the annexation, but that revenue will expire in 2021, so we need to plan ahead for that.
A topic that seems to surface during these discussions is property taxes.
So one of the city's main revenue sources are property taxes, and it's an area that we get a lot of questions. There's a lot of misunderstanding about how the property taxes work in Washington. The first concept is that property taxes are based on the assessed value of your property, which is set by the King County Assessor by looking at the market and by looking at other types of information about sales in the area. The city's property tax levy, which is the total number of dollars that the city is going to collect, is set by the City Council, but it can only grow by 1% per year on existing taxpayers. And that total levy amount is divided by the total assessed valuation to come up with a rate per $1,000 of assessed valuation. And so the change in your property tax will vary based on how your assessed value changes compared to the assessed value of the city as a whole. The other interesting thing about property tax is that the city of Kirkland only receives 16% of the property taxes. The remainder goes to the state, the county, and other districts in the area, and with that the city provides police, fire, parks, and a host of other city services that are necessary to keep the city operating smoothly. There are also three different property tax rates paid by residents in Kirkland. For the city share of the property tax. The pre-annexation city pays the regular levy plus an excess levy for voted debt. Those residents that were part of Fire District 41 before annexation pay the regular levy and a share of the Fire District 41 levy that remains while their debt is outstanding. And finally, those that were in the annexation area that were outside of Fire District 41 just pay the regular levy.
The first in a series of public hearings related to the budget is scheduled for September 16th and will focus on potential revenue sources. For more information on the budget process and to receive email updates on the 2015-16 budget, visit the City of Kirkland's finance page at www.kirklandwa.gov/finance. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.